Eventually, everyone surrenders to something or to someone. If not to God, then you will surrender to the opinions of others or to the expectations of others. Or maybe you will surrender to money or to resentment or to fear or to your own pride or to your own lusts or your own ego. You, like me, were designed to worship God. That's why we're here on this planet. That's why he's made us, to worship him, to know him and to enjoy him and to glorify him forever. And if we fail to worship him, we will create other things to give meaning to our life. We shan't worship nothing. We shall worship an idol. And in a sense, we are free to choose what we surrender to, but we are not then free from the consequences of that choice. Whatever we worship will have a choice in the way in which we live. And therefore the question this morning is, who or what are you worshipping? And have you seen that it has consequences? What or who are you worshipping? And have you seen that it has consequences? We're in the 19th verse of Habakkuk in chapter 2 this morning. We're in the 5th woe. Woe to him who says to wood, awake, to silent stone, arise, it shall teach. We're going to see this morning, I trust, the worthlessness of idols, the foolishness of idols, the valueness of idols. And as we concentrate on this 5th woe, we remember that it's the 5th and final one, obviously a 5. We've looked previously at the 4 woes spoken of here through the prophet Haggai. This morning we're looking at the 5th. The 5th woes, or 5 woes, are spoken by God to Habakkuk, who is told to write them down and make them plain. These 5 woes are spoken by God to Habakkuk in answer to his concern about the Chaldeans or the Babylonians. They are the ones whom God is raising up to invade his people's land and to deal with his people. And the question of Habakkuk is, how can the wicked devour those more righteous than themselves? He's living in days of distress, days of violence, days of disobedience, days of rampant sin, days of rampant idolatry, under the kingship of Jehoiakim, who's exploiting the people and is simply leading for himself, for his own power and honour and glory. And Habakkuk is distressed by those days, which is why he cries out at the beginning of the prophecy, how long, Lord? How long? Why? And we've seen that the Lord answers him and makes plain to him that the ways of God are indeed mysterious. God sits in heaven this morning and he does as he pleases, according to his nature, according to his ways and his law. His ways are merciful. His ways are misunderstood. The Chaldean army doesn't understand that they're being used as an instrument of the living God. They don't desire to do the purpose of God. They think they're doing it for their own glory and their own gods. But in the purposes of God, he is reigning and he is sovereign. And he has raised up the instrument of the Chaldeans to fulfill his purposes. Because God's ways are matchless. God's ways are merciful as he builds his kingdom to bring glory to his own name. And you'll remember that in the face of that, the prophet has poured out his heart in his distress and the Lord has answered him. And as a result of that, the prophet does a second thing. First of all, he recalls to mind what he knows about God. In the perplexing situation, he takes a step back onto solid ground and he says, I know these things about God. These things are true. That's what we're to do when we face perplexities. Take a step back, remind ourselves what's true of God. Secondly, he then relates that truth to his own situation. Ah, sovereign Lord, you are doing this. You are raising them up. The third thing he does is to return to God with his question. And his question is, how can the wicked devour those more righteous? Are the Chaldeans going to be allowed to kill and maim without pity endlessly? He goes back with his question. But the fourth thing he does is that he resolves to wait for God to answer him. He resolves to do that in faith. But the third part of that is he's going with a question. And it's that question which is being answered here in the woes. Are the Chaldeans simply going